Thank you and good morning. Maybe it was the snacks, or of course the cookies, provided by Girl Scout Troop 90747 from Eureka that turned the tide in the fight to reopen Highway 101 at Bridges Creek north of Leggett. Three times in the past 3 weeks, the hillside has slipped down across the roadway and cut off areas to the south and left local residents and motorists from the region with long detours. Despite working through some ugly weather and dangerous conditions due to the active slide that twice forced work to be stopped at the site last week, the roadway was clear enough to allow traffic by Friday night. Motorists should expect delays while transiting the area, and you are encouraged to check road conditions before you set out. As we saw last week, conditions can change in the blink of an eye when a hillside starts to slip. Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers arrested a Garberville man on Saturday night following an 18-hour search in connection with an assault that sent a man to the hospital with serious injuries. It was about 1:30 Saturday morning when deputies were dispatched to Cedar Street in Garberville on a report that a man was beating another man with a hammer, and the caller identified the suspect as 46-year-old Robert Stepp Jr. Stepp was able to flee the scene on foot as deputies and CHP officers arrived, and he eluded pursuit after he ran into a heavily wooded area. The victim sustained severe injuries to his head and arm and was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment. At about 7 o'clock on Saturday night, a caller reported that they had just seen Stepp inside his mother's apartment on Cedar Street. Law enforcement set up a perimeter and ordered Stepp to come out and surrender, and he did so without incident. Stepp was arrested and booked for attempted homicide. It's been closed for most of the winter after a tree came down across the roadway, but over the weekend, California State Parks was able to open Prairie Creek State Park and the 10-mile scenic drive to visitors. A very large redwood tree came down across the scenic parkway in February, and not only did the park have to deal with a huge tree, but also the damage caused to the roadbed and the subsurface. That damage, combined with a very wet winter, meant that road repair was delayed and led to the winter closure. The park and its 50 miles of trails are once again open to visitors. In Arcata, contractors with the city begin work to extend the Humboldt Bay Trail North project today. Work crews will build a 3-mile section of the trail from Samoa Boulevard through the marsh and continue south along the railroad to just south of the Bayside Cutoff. The city will hold an official groundbreaking ceremony on Wednesday at 4 p.m. at a location on South I Street. The work is expected to be completed by September. Local, state, and federal elected officials reacted quickly after the president signed an executive order on Friday that could open federal waters off the California coast to offshore gas and oil exploration and drilling. From Governor Brown to Congressman Huffman to state legislators Mike McGuire and Jim Wood, elected officials immediately expressed their opposition, and the state legislature has a bill in place that will address the issue. Senate Bill 188, authored by State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson of Santa Barbara, would prohibit the State Lands Commission from approving any new leases for oil and gas development in state waters, which extend 3 miles out. That ban would include infrastructure and equipment, such as pipelines, and would effectively block any expansion of existing facilities or the construction of any new ones. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Rural County Representatives of California has stated it will oppose two state measures that would move the California presidential primary from June to March. The RCRC says that it would negatively impact local elections, particularly for county supervisor elections, and considering that six counties could dramatically change the way local voting is done in 2018 by going to an all-mail-in ballot system, it's recommended any changes to the primary calendar be put on hold. If you're looking for a job, tomorrow is your day to take a big step toward finding one. The County Department of Health and Human Services and the North Coast Employer Advisory Council will host the Redwood Coast Career Fair tomorrow afternoon at the Arcata Community Center from noon until 2. Attendees will be able to speak with vocational counselors, have their resumes checked, speak with local employers, and submit applications for current job openings. A shuttle service will run every 20 minutes from the Job Market Center on 5th Street in Eureka, beginning at 10:45 until 1:30. Jordan Christmas has news from Humboldt State.
HSU officials announced that fisheries biology professor emeritus Terry Roloffs has been awarded with the Award of Excellence from the California-Nevada chapter of the American Fisheries Society. The award was presented at the chapter's annual conference earlier this month in Eureka, and Roloffs, who has been at HSU since 1970, was recognized for his impact on fisheries management and science in the state. Roloffs was first recognized at the national level when he was chosen to receive the American Fisheries Society's first Excellent in Fisheries Education Award in 1988.
And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.